Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snooze. Mwah!
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Dr. Ellen Wall. She's a new friend, but not for long. She's going to become a longtime friend because she's got a lot more to teach us. She's the president of Transverse Consulting, professor of Middle East Studies at Jacksonville University. She's the author of a brand new book, which I encourage you to find, folks, Saudi Inc., The Arabian Kingdom's Pursuit of Profit and Power. This is a fascinating book. And folks, you don't live in your neighborhood anymore. You live in a global community, whether you know it or not. Ellen, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
So I want you. We're talking, folks, about the energy industry. Ellen gave us a great report on some of the ins and outs of the Iranian deal and what happened when President Trump pulled out of that deal. I was glad he did because I thought it was a bad deal when we went into it to start with. The other thing we talked about is the petroleum story. She gave us a great tour of what's going on with petroleum these days and the geopolitics of that. Ellen, you've got a magnificent crystal ball there, I'm sure. Look into your crystal ball and tell us where you think things are going to be over the next, say, 3 years, 5 years. How long are we going to be dependent upon petroleum?
Well, I think we're going to be needing petroleum for a lot longer than we think. And one of the reasons is that petroleum is in everything. It's in almost every product. So even if every single person out there is driving an electric vehicle in the next 20 years, we're still going to need oil because
right.
we need it to make plastics. And a lot of people don't realize just how much petroleum goes into petrochemicals. It goes into the products that we use, the products that go into those electric vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we're not dependent on it for, say, the price of gas, we're still going to need petroleum for all sorts of other things.
Well, that's a good point. And even if we convert it over to electric cars and trucks, that electricity has to be made with some kind of power, and typically that's a carbon-based power, isn't it?
Exactly, and a lot of it comes from natural gas. And one of the things that people don't realize is that most of the natural gas that we use, or a great deal of it, actually is a byproduct.
It's a byproduct of oil drilling, isn't it?
Exactly, and you know those flares that you see, like say you see a picture
right.
of Saudi Arabia in the desert and they've got these kind of fires going in the distance, that's natural gas that's being burned off
mm-hmm.
because of they're producing oil and they don't want it to suddenly explode all over the place, so they
right.
burn it off. Now what we can do is we can capture that natural gas and funnel it into power plants,
and we can liquefy it and transport it.
And now what we're doing in the United States is we've got these big liquefaction plants
mm-hmm.
on the coast, and so we can send it through pipelines to the liquefaction plants, liquefy it, put it on a ship, and send it to Asia,
right.
where they'll pay a lot of money for
right.
that liquefied natural gas, and they'll regasify it.
In the future, as we haven't talked about a really important player in this whole thing, and I want you to talk to us about the future of China. I've got about a minute and a half. What's the future of China in the role that petroleum plays in geopolitics?
China is an absolutely key player in the world of petroleum geopolitics. They're the largest consumer of both oil and natural gas, and they are going to remain a big player for some time.
And they never do anything. They don't buy a hamburger unless there's a geopolitical angle do they?
Exactly. Right now, they buy most of their oil comes from Russia, and it comes from Saudi Arabia. And a lot of their oil used to come from Iran, and that's the big thing to keep an eye on, is how much Iranian oil is China going to cut. And right now, the United States just started to export oil to China. So we should see if we can get China to buy more oil from the United States and less from Iran.
So the common theme of our discussion today is a lot of pressure is being put on Iran. In 10 seconds, is Iran going to start falling apart? As it currently structured?
We're going to see their economy continue to crumble.
Yeah. Well, we'll be watching for that. Will you come back again real soon?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
We've enjoyed having you here. Dr. Ellen Wald, but don't forget the book is called Saudi Inc. by Dr. Ellen Wald. You'll love the book, I promise you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.